Timely Audio presents the 30-episode collection of Season 1 of Gunsmoke, featuring stories by Walter B. Newman, Herb Purdom, Les Crutchfield, Norman McDonald, John Meston, Anthony Ellis, David Ellis, Kathleen Height, and William Conrad. The complete cast from the original on-air broadcast features William Conrad as Matt Dillon, Parley Bear as Chester, Howard McNear as Doc Adams, and Georgia Ellis as Miss Kitty. Timely Audio presents Gunsmoke. Volume 1 features these two episodes: Billy the Kid, written by Walter B. Newman, and Jalisco, written by Les Crutchfield. The complete cast from the original on-air broadcast features William Conrad as Matt Dillon, Parley Bear as Chester, Howard McNear as Doc Adams, and Georgia Ellis as Miss Kitty.
There's just one way to handle the killers and the spoilers, and that's with a U.S. Marshal and the smell of gun smoke. Gunsmoke, the story of the violence that moved west with young America. The story of a man who moved with it, Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. Wanted for murder.
Wanted for murder.
Clay Richards.
Clay Richards.
Age 31. Height 6 feet. Eyes brown. Hair red.
Eyes brown, hair red.
Hey, how'd you like me to print his picture on these notices? I got a woodcut. Let me show you. Ernie!
Yep.
Fetch your marshal a copy of that front page. Interviewing Clay's wife yesterday, I noticed a tintype on the mantle, their wedding photograph. So, first thing you know, I snitched it.
It's very fun.
Yeah, oh, I'll take it, Ernie. And then I propped it up in front of me and carved me this woodcut. Ain't she prime? Ain't she just elegant?
Real elegant.
Good likeness, don't you think? Of course, he was 7 or 8 years younger with the tintype.
Yeah, it's a good likeness.
That's hair shorter.
Doesn't show what makes a law-abiding man like him try to rob a bank. Doesn't look like a man who murdered an old cashier and a Chinese cook who just happened to be there.
Over it, though.
But it's a good likeness.
Yes, sir, it is. A picture like this sure dresses up the front page, don't it?
Yeah, it's a little masterpiece, Mr. Hightower. A notable contribution to the culture of Dodge City.
Well, thank you, Marshal. Does fetch the eye, don't it? I'm printing an extra 500 copies of the weekly, and I bet I sell them all. Too bad the cashier's shot went wild. If he'd managed to kill Clay or even wing him, why, I bet I could sell 1,000 extra copies.
We must be thankful for the blessings we do receive, Mr. Hightower.
Oh, I am, Marshal, I am. Why, just before it happened yesterday afternoon, I didn't know what I was going to fill my columns with, and then, like manna from heaven, 2 murders and a bank robbery.
Attempted bank robbery, Mr. Hightower. He turned and ran before he got his hands on so much as a dollar.
Yes.
Still, as you say, like manna.
Dillon,
I'm talking business. What is it, Chester?
Well, it can wait, I guess, Mr. Dillon.
Yeah, print Clay's picture on those notices, Mr. Hightower. Now, where were we?
Eyes brown, hair red.
Oh, yeah. Also known as Red, Bricktop, and Sorrel. Mm-hmm. He didn't answer to no other nicknames, did he?
No, that's what they called him.
All right, then in big letters, four.
Sample complete.
Ready to continue?